This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris, what's with you? I hope that you're going to have a really good day. Here's a question. What makes a person important? I think that's a really good question. Is it their economic situation? How much education they've had? Political position? Maybe they're a popular sports hero or a movie star. Is that what makes a person important? Every society has some way of marking the important people, and you might be able to think of some people that you think are really important. Do you know that it was no different in the day of Jesus, when Jesus was here on earth? Of the various people who met Jesus, many were considered among the least in that culture. And the people that met Jesus, just think about them, they were the poor, people who were disabled, or just ordinary, regular working people whom he called to be his followers. And the remarkable thing is that Jesus accepted and loved all these people. Now, it could be easy to get the impression that Jesus cared only for the outcasts of society. And he certainly did care for them, but they were not the only ones. He cared for the outcasts and the widows, people who were sick or poor. There was no social system that we have today of caring for other people. But his heart also went out to the religious leaders who were honestly seeking the truth. And sometimes these people get a bagging, but Jesus cared for them. For example, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11 and 12, there's a number of encounters between Jesus and the religious leaders. And there were three groups that I'm thinking of now: the Pharisees, the Herodians, and the Sadducees. For example, in Mark 11, the chief priests asked by what authority Jesus was teaching and performing miracles one day. You can read this in Mark 11, and Jesus responded with a question of his own because he recognized that they were not sincere. They were just wanting to stop him from teaching. So he said, John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men? Jesus had been baptized by John. He knew that if the priests answered incorrectly, the people who accepted John the Baptist as a prophet, would be outraged. And there was another time, the Pharisees and the Herodians asked Jesus if it was right to pay taxes to Caesar. And he was the leader of the Roman government that occupied Palestine at that time. That's in Mark 12, verse 13 to 17. Again, Jesus was pretty smart. He realized the Pharisees were only trying to trap him. They were not genuinely asking questions. If he said yes, he'd be supporting the Romans. And if he said no, he'd be breaking the law. So what did Jesus do? He took a coin and he asked them whose picture was on the coin. And when the Pharisees replied, Caesar, Jesus told them it was right to pay to Caesar the things that bear his image or belong to him. The Pharisees, they were a religious group. They did not believe in a resurrection after death, and they asked Jesus if there would be marriage in heaven. That was quite a question. You can read that in Mark 12, 18 to 23. And they wanted to know if a widow who had remarried would have multiple husbands. And Jesus made it clear that relationships in heaven would be different from the way we understand them in this life. And he assured them that God will indeed resurrect believers. And we read in Mark 12, verse 27, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And another time, an expert in the law, he asked Jesus of all the commandments, which is the most important? And Jesus said in response, you love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the expert in the law, he was very pleased with this answer, and Jesus knew this man was sincere. But, you know, knowledge alone was not enough to give him a place in the kingdom, and Jesus said that he was on the right track, but really his knowledge had to be put into action. He knew that knowing and doing must go hand in hand. So Jesus said, you study the scriptures because you think that by studying them you possess eternal life. There are the scriptures that testify about me, and yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Well, today, Lord, if we make choices that will enable us to look back on our past with happy hearts, or if we make wrong choices, we look back with regret. We ask, Lord, for your wisdom. Give us peace and joy so that we can lead a life of fulfillment. And thank you, Lord, for those who are honestly seeking you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.